Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy Nate from Nate Dates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know to be inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. On this episode today, we're going to be talking about what's under the hood. What's under the hood? Well, before we even get to that, I just want to thank each and every one of you for helping the Soar Nation audio experience to reach 6,000 listens. Hey. Listen, it may sound like a small feat, but this is huge. This is huge. I thank each and every listener who's listening to all the episodes from me started. You know, it's been it's a little over 9 months now because I started podcasting December 6th. We've been going strong ever since. Our strongest month has been the month of June, where we did an episode a day. Listen, I pushed 30 episodes, and I think I had about five interviews that month alone. And we've been growing, we've been inspiring, we've been motivating, and we've been impacting. I thank each and every one of you. I don't take you all for granted, and I encourage you to listen on, because each episode we're going to be getting better. We're going to be finding more interesting topics for you. We're going to be finding more interesting persons to interview. We have also added to our YouTube, and we have also added IGTV as well. So wherever you listen to podcasts, if you're subscribed on YouTube, I want you to continue to tune in. And if you haven't hit the get notification bell, I encourage you right now to hit the get notification bell. Favorite us on Spotify, favorite us on the Anchor app as well. Listen, because it's gonna be huge. We're gonna be finishing strong this year, going stronger into 2020, because listen, our vision is getting clearer as we press on. But anyway, let's get right into it. What's under the hood? In Matthew 5, verse 28, well, we're starting from verse 27, Jesus says, "You have heard that it is said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Listen, that's so huge. Because many persons think, hey, because I'm not doing the action, because I'm not following through with what my thoughts are telling me, because you might see someone, right? Someone might get you so upset that you imagine yourself punching the living daylights out of them, but you don't do it. Or you see yourself, running over them in a car. If these desires are in your heart, Jesus said that you've already sinned already. Listen, I want to encourage you right now that no one's perfect. None of us perfect. Everyone has a struggle. Everyone has something that God is helping them through, guiding them through. Because Jesus said he said his strength is made perfect in He said his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So when you're most weak, that's when God is most strong. If, I don't know if that's a term. Can I say most strong? Or should I say very stronger? But anyway, you understand what I'm saying, Soul Nation. Listen, so I want to encourage you. And a few helpful tips that I want to give you. First off, you need to figure out why do you have so much anger in your heart? You need to trace it down to the roots, because there's always a why. If you can find out why are you so angry? What's the reason why you can't keep your eyes off of a woman when she passes by? Why? If you can get to the why, and God can help you with this why, you can ask the Holy Spirit, and He will bring it to you. He will take you back to that place where it all began. He will take you back to the genesis of it all, and it's at that place that will help you to figure what it is at its root, so that you can get it out your life for good. You can also fill yourself with word. It sounds so cliche, but listen, it works. It sounds just like how people say eat your fruits and vegetables every day. That actually sounds cliche as well. But if you do it, it's just these simple action steps. You pray, read your Bible. You remember that song that we played on, I think we used to do it in primary school? Say, read your Bible, pray every day, read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. No, that's real. You know, and I found myself only wanting to pray lunchtime, morning time, and before I could go to bed. But Jesus wants us to come to Him and give Him the matters of our heart, whatever's on our mind. We're not perfect, and He knows we're not perfect. But the thing is that when we think we can do it on our own, I want to encourage you, because we can't do it on our own. That's not how He built us. That's not how He designed us. He wants us to come to Him. All right. So one, you need to get to where you need to get. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get to the genesis of it all. So you get to the root, so you can root it up completely. Not trim off the leaves or the piece off the top. No, you need to get to the root and get that bad boy out here. Two, You need to control what's going through your eye gate, ear gate, and the heart gate. And three, you need to read your Bible and pray every day. Not in a religious way. Morning, lunchtime, or before you go to bed. No. And all things. It doesn't have to be long prayers, short prayers. It doesn't have to be imperfect. You don't have to be fluent in speech. God just wants you to come to Him. And listen, for me, it's hard, you know. And yes, I always say that I didn't have anybody to model this for me. But I'm not using that as an excuse or crush. Because a lot of people are depending on me. I have a wife who's depending on me. I have a 3-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter who are depending on me. And I don't want those things that fell on me from my parents to fall on my children. So it's up to me as a spiritual leader of my home. I know I have an amazing wife. I have a strong wife. And I have a wife who, she won't let me settle. She won't let me get comfortable. And wherever I need trim around the edges, she helps me out all the way. And Lathyra Ranger, I love you, baby. I love you so much, my little sweet pants, you. Well, can't wait to you later on, baby. I tell you. But anyway, let me stay focused. Soul Nation, listen. I believe in you, and I need you to believe in yourself. And it's not gonna come overnight, but it's gonna come night after night. Now, if you can find an accountability partner, that may be your wife, brother, or your brother in Christ, or maybe you even have a mentor. They will help you. But having these persons in place, or even, hey, you might have no one at all, but you have the Holy Spirit, and that's a whole lot, because Jesus said, He goes and He's leaving us with the Holy Spirit, and He will help you to take flight. So, Nation, aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, pastor, youth leader, businessman, employee, or on the road to fulfill your God-given purpose, you can only take flight. You can only take flight by getting rid of all of the excess baggage in your life. Listen to this podcast every single day, and we will help you along that journey. And if you haven't heard this word before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.